From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Senior citizens and residents who are disabled in Wisconsin are bracing for major changes in the state's family care program, which helps people remain independent and stay out of nursing homes. The new two-year budget proposed by Governor Scott Walker calls for creating a statewide system. Advocates of the current regional system are not sure what the governor's plan means for their future. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis talked with Western Wisconsin Cares Executive Director Tim Garrity about the issue.
Western Wisconsin Cares is a managed care organization. We are a long-term care district, so we're a public entity, and we contract with the state of Wisconsin Department of Health Services through their Medicaid program to provide the family care benefit to eligible members in an 8-county area kind of surrounding La Crosse County. Our job is to provide care management, social worker and nurse services, along with our provider network services to eligible members who either have disabilities or are frail elders, so that they are able to maintain the highest level of independence possible.
And it's a regional focus. It's not just La Crosse County.
Correct. We serve 8 counties in western Wisconsin. La Crosse is the largest, but we serve sort of south of Eau Claire to Clark County, and then down to Vernon County. So 8 counties total. We serve almost 4,000 members in our program.
Can you give us a brief history of the family care program in Wisconsin? It's something the state has shifted to within the last 10 or 15 years.
About 15 years, yeah. We the family care program was the result of about 4 years of planning work at the state level. Governor Thompson pulled together a group of stakeholders from provider community, from counties, advocacy organizations, clients served by the program, to really redesign the way that long-term care was delivered in the state of Wisconsin. And in 2000, the result of that four-year effort led to 5 pilot counties to work out the details of how the program would work. La Crosse County was one of those 5 pilots. From 2000 to 2007, the La Crosse County pilot operated along with the other 4 in the state. And following that successful piloting of the program, the family care was regionalized and rolled out to most of the state in 2008-2009.
So why was it proposed in the first place, or why was this an area the state felt it needed to work on?
Right. So folks who need long-term care services often in Wisconsin and many other states wound up in nursing homes or institutional placements. There are 2 issues with that. First of all, most people would prefer to live in the community if they can. And secondly, it's very expensive. It's the most expensive way to take care of someone who has long-term care needs is in an institutional setting. Because of family care, nursing home days have dropped dramatically in the state of Wisconsin. From about 60-some percent of the dollars were spent on institutional care when family care started, we're at about 31% now statewide. So you're looking at a savings of about $300 million. Okay. Additionally, member satisfaction at being able to live in the community with the supports they need is high. Family care member satisfaction statewide is in the mid-90%. So
how does family care work, or what does it do for people that allows them to remain independent and in their home?
Yep, so family care starts with a members. We call the folks that we serve members. They're part of our team. So that experience, if someone needed long-term care services, would start at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Those are operated by counties right now. Someone with long-term care needs that's determined to have the appropriate level of need, so a nursing home level of need, not necessarily placement, and that's financially eligible, so eligible for Medicaid, basically, would be given the option of a long-term care program like Western Wisconsin Cares. Once they're enrolled, our care team, nurse and social worker, go out and do a comprehensive assessment, multiple areas, all of the domains that would impact someone's life. And we work with the member on what are their outcomes. So what are their goals? Is it important that they work? Is it important that they are near family or not near family? All those kind of variables. And then we design a care plan that has to meet 2 tests, basically. It has to be effective, so it has to meet the member's outcomes or goals that they've developed. And secondly, it has to be cost effective. So once those 2 tests have been sort of agreed upon by the care team, then the plan for supports is implemented with the member.
What is the satisfaction like? Do you do routine surveys of the members, and are they yes. happy with it?
Yes, we do an annual survey. We're required by our contract with the Department of Health Services to do an annual survey of all of our members. That's done through the mail, and we ask them questions like, are you happy with your supports and caregivers? Are you satisfied with your care team, nurse and social worker? Are you able to meet your goals and outcomes? And so we measure that. That's actually compiled on a statewide basis as well.
What percentage of
between 90 and 95% on an annual basis.
And that's pretty good for something like this.
Oh, it's very good. Yeah. It's a very high satisfaction rate.
So how many, I assume thousands are served in the 8 counties of Western Wisconsin Cares?
Yes, we serve a little under 4,000 members in our program.
The proposal from the governor's office would do what?
So the proposal from the governor's office would do several things. First, it would create one statewide area for coverage in family care. So right now there's 8 regions in the state, and this would do away with those. There would be one statewide provider. It eliminates a stand-next-to program called the IRIS program, which is offered for folks who would like to self-direct their care. That would go away under the governor's proposal.
Before you go on, could yes. you define IRIS?
Yes.
And what it is and what it does and what IRIS stands for?
Yes, IRIS is I Respect, I Self-Direct is what it stands for. So IRIS is an acronym. The IRIS program allows people to choose a model where they direct their own care. So the same process I described to develop a care plan with a member in family care would be used in the IRIS program to develop a budget. So let's say it's $1,000 a month of support needs that a member would have. That member then is able to direct their own care. So they would hire their own workers, they would manage their own budget, et cetera. There's a support broker that's available to help them if they need it, but essentially it's self-directed care. There's about 11,000 members or participants who choose the IRIS program in Wisconsin. I believe it's the largest self-directed Medicaid program in the nation.
So if you could go on, I'm sorry to interrupt that I interrupted you, but if you could go on, what else does the governor's budget do
right.
to the family care program?
Yep. So it would make the program statewide. It would add hospital and doctor visits, so acute and primary care, to the family care benefit. It would eliminate the IRIS program, as I said. It would also allow the ability to privatize the functions of the aging and disability resource centers. So right now, again, those are county-run entities, and that would become privatized. So essentially what you would be looking at, and this is the Department of Health Services has talked about other states, you'd be looking at replacing the regional MCO model with a statewide for-profit managed care insurance company.
What is the concern on the part of people who manage the family care program now and the members who are part of the program? What was the concern right. changing the rules, so to speak?
Sure. One of the main concerns is that the family care program has been very effective in meeting all the goals that were set out for it. A big part of that is the local presence and relationships that are built and county involvement. And so this system has really been a grassroots system that has grown up around local communities. So the La Crosse surrounding area has much different needs and customs and, you know, ways of interacting than, say, the Milwaukee area. And the MCO in those different regions really reflects the sort of way of doing business and the needs of the members that we serve. When you look at the states that have gone to a statewide model, you really lose that. It becomes much more of a medical or insurance model. You're often calling a call center type of a setup versus, you know, someone who works at Western Wisconsin Cares, who literally is right down the street in some cases.
Do we have a state in the upper Midwest who's gone this model, and what has the outcome been there?
Right. Upper Midwest, we haven't had any yet. The states that we've looked at in terms of what this proposal might do, Florida, Kansas, California, and Tennessee have been 4 states that the Department of Health Services at the state level has talked about.
And do they have a recent history with this?
Or, yep, all of these models are recent. I think the earliest started in 2011. One thing one needs to be aware of is the family care model has operated in place of the county waiver system since around 2000. So many of the changes that these other 4 states are looking at have already occurred in Wisconsin. And so the 4 states I mentioned are moving from a county waiver or state waiver model to a managed care model. And so in Wisconsin, we already have 15 years of both building up of provider networks and systems, as well as cost effectiveness in Wisconsin. So we're way ahead of those four states that we've talked about.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We are talking with Western Wisconsin CARES Executive Director Tim Geraghty about potential changes to the state's family care program proposed in Governor Scott Walker's budget and the potential impact they could have on disabled and elderly across Wisconsin who like the program the way it is. Family care is designed to keep people living independently. I'm sure every case is individualized, but is there a common case with, say, somebody who's elderly or somebody who's disabled, that a situation somebody might find themselves in, and could you maybe work through how it would work with that person family?
Yep. So the most common services that we fund and provide for the average member, if you will, would be supportive home care or home care services, so help with daily chores and those kind of things as someone ages. Transportation to medical appointments and the like is another large service. And then in the case of an elderly member, assisted living is also a pretty consistent service. So you can think of it as sort of a continuum. As the member is able to remain at home, there's the supportive services in the home and transportation to appointments, et cetera. And as the person's acuity or needs increase, often folks wind up in assisted living. One of the key pieces with family care that has made it a successful model is one of the pieces the care team and the member do when the process starts and as the plan is reviewed is really look at natural or community supports. So rather than paid supports for every need, what's already in a person's life that just happens because they live in the community they do or they're part of the family that they are in. So we have a lot of members that are cared for by family members, or those family members are able to provide some of those services. So that is a big part of the family care program.
What kind of feedback has Western Wisconsin CARES received from family members or members in general?
Regarding this proposal?
Regarding the governor's budget and what it would do.
So we attended a public hearing in Reedsburg, a joint finance committee public hearing in Reedsburg, and I believe all but one person who spoke was concerned about these changes. One of the most concerning pieces of this is that it was done with no stakeholder input. So even the Department of Health Services is on the record saying in Joint Finance that they did not know this proposal was going to be in the budget. And Wisconsin, the success of the Family Care IRIS and ADRC models, one of the key pieces of that was the stakeholder involvement on the front end to make sure we get it right and that, you know, we think of all the unintended consequences that could come when you change a system. And one of the most concerning pieces of this is that did not happen. Mm-hmm. So this just came out of the blue, literally. And so the concern for members and family members has almost universally been anxiety and fear and concern.
Is the concern the anxiety and not knowing what comes next, or is it that we're going to go back to the way it was, you know, 15 or 20 years ago,
right,
and people are going to lose their independence?
Right. I think that would be the sort of a fear is that, you know, as you think of the more of a medical or insurance model, that there might be a de-emphasis on some of the community-based services that are provided. So that's certainly one fear that we've heard expressed. Another fear is really just the fear of the unknown. So if the family care model needs to change in some way, again, typically there's a process that involves stakeholder input, et cetera, and changing a system that's this complex and that people rely on to the degree that they do sort of in this window of a budget process is very anxiety producing for the folks that we talk to.
Is there any model or any evidence that suggests that this is actually going to save more money for the state?
Right. So in the current biennial budget that's been proposed, the savings that's identified for the changes to the long-term care system is about $14 million. That $14 million is from already in the pipeline expansion of the current system. So the There are seven counties in the northeast of Wisconsin, Brown County and that area, that we're in the process of expanding anyway. So the dollars that $14 million is a result of expansion of the current model. There are no additional dollars identified in the budget proposal.
Okay, yeah, family care is not been statewide. It's almost statewide.
It's almost statewide.
But not quite statewide. Right. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. We're talking about the issue of potential changes to the family care program with our guest, Western Wisconsin Care's Executive Director, Jim Garrity. This has actually saved money, as far as we know. Why is that not being taken into consideration in this? It's already done a pretty good job saving money.
Right. The Department of Health Services, as recently as 2013, put out a report actually showing the savings. So nursing, or the percentage of the overall Medicaid budget that's being spent on long-term care has gone from 53% to 43% in the last decade or so. The cost of the Medicaid program as it relates to long-term care it's called bending the curve, right? So you can project growth, and the goal of Medicaid is really to bend the curve and get those costs to start to come down. And that has happened in the family care program.
What has the impact been on nursing homes in Wisconsin of doing this?
Right. So nursing homes, the amount of days or bed days in nursing homes have gone down dramatically since the inception of family care. What that's led to for many nursing homes in this area is they've expanded their service continuum. And so organizations that, 15, 20 years ago would have been primarily a nursing home they still have a nursing home option, but many of them have expanded to a continuum of assisted living and community-based services and day services and those kind of things.
So they've adjusted to that.
Yep, and that was one of the key pieces is in developing this community-based care model is would providers be able to fill in the gap as we moved away from an institutional model?
And they have been. And you've had enough home health care providers who've been able to, I assume it's been kind of a new market for them, hasn't it?
It's grown over time. It wasn't something that happened overnight. But, yes, to this point, we have certainly had enough care providers.
Right. Describe a little more in detail how Western Wisconsin Cares works regionally.
Sure.
To ensure that all the right services are, I think you go all the way up to Buffalo County, right. Don't you? And there's a lot of rural counties.
Yes, outside of La Crosse, it's all rural areas, really. We have four offices, satellite offices in communities. We have one in Mondovi, we have one in Blair, we have one in Sparta, and then we have one in Neillsville. And in our planning process back in the mid-2000s, we set up our offices. I often get the question, why did you pick those communities of all the places one could go? And our goal was really to be able to touch every member in 30 minutes. And so our care teams are in those communities and are connecting with members and family members as needed. So we have a presence in the communities that we serve.
And then talk a little bit about how the coordination works with the ADRCs.
Right.
And making sure that people can get the care they need to stay in their homes.
Right. So we coordinate very closely with the ADRCs, and they really manage enrollment and disenrollment for the long-term care system. So they're a really neutral third party who's able to say, yes, this person is eligible, and it makes sense for them to enter the long-term care system, and no, they're not eligible. On the disenrollment end, if someone's leaving the program, they're also the party that provides options counseling to that person. So if you're choosing to leave the IRIS program or Western Wisconsin Cares to go to another model, here's what those other options look like. Here's what will happen at that point. And, family care, long-term care in Wisconsin is really a three-legged stool at this point. So you have the ADRCs who really provide the neutral third-party information to people in the system. And then you have the IRIS program, which is, again, that self-directed option for people who want to direct their own care. And then you have the more formalized family care model.
Are there a waiting list for this family care program? We often hear of, the struggles with state-funded health care programs and the waiting lists that are created, but Has that happened with family care?
One of the main goals of the long-term care reform in the late 90s, early 2000s was to eliminate waiting lists. So there were approximately 12,000 people in the state of Wisconsin on the wait list when family care began. In any county that family care is at full entitlement, it is an entitlement program. So there is no wait list in the eight counties that we serve. If someone has needs and they're in the ADRC right now, they can be enrolled in the, you know, by the end of the week.
So I know there are a lot of people lobbying the legislature, not just for this issue, but to look at other issues with the budget. What kind of approach have family care advocates taken to getting their message out to lawmakers that they don't want a change in this?
Right. A lot of it has just been education. So what is the life of someone who has long-term care needs? And how that's impacted by the quality and timeliness of the care that they receive. That's been one piece of the education. Another piece is the advantages of the regional sort of homegrown model that we have in Wisconsin and how important that local flavor is to making sure folks have their needs met. Additionally, there's a lot of newer legislators who weren't on the scene when the original planning happened for the long-term care redesign. So things like acute and primary care being rolled into the benefit, that was thought about and thought through and consciously decided that that shouldn't happen because of the goals of the system at that time. And so it's really been a large education effort. We've done education on some of what has happened in other states in terms of this sort of a model and how new that is. And so you're kind of able to contrast what's happening in some of these other states with the concrete success that we've had in Wisconsin's long-term care system.
Do lawmakers need to change the budget much to preserve this family care program the way it has been traditionally?
There's no fiscal impact to this budget proposal. So it's really, the way we view it is it's really a policy change. And so our position is that policy, if the government feels we need to change the long-term care system, that is a policy decision, and it should really go through the normal policy process with stakeholder input and some research and some piloting and making sure we think through some potential unintended consequences. So there's no money really involved here.
I know that the Joint Finance Committee has started pulling some of those policy issues out, but they've left this one in.
Right.
Is that good news or bad news? Or aren't people reading tea leaves at this point?
I would say it's neutral news when the Legislative Fiscal Bureau analyzes what's policy in the budget. They would see the $14 million that's in this policy item as a financial impact. So if they apply their criteria, it does make sense that this proposal would stay in the budget, even though those dollars are generated from continuing the current system.
Yeah.
So most of the policy items that were pulled out are pretty clearly non-fiscal items. And again, the money would happen in the current system, but it is dollars that's in the budget.
I know there was a home health care provider, I don't believe it was in the La Crosse area, that
Gemini
that announced it was going to close. Mm-hmm. If this program changes, could it impact those private businesses that are providing these services now to people?
Yes, it likely would change that calculation. The Medicaid program a couple years ago contracted out just one of the benefits that we provide in Medicaid, a transportation benefit, to a national for-profit company. And when that process started, there were several hundred providers of that transportation service. And right now in Wisconsin, there's 80 of those providers. So more than half are no longer providing the service. That has been a very difficult rollout for the folks that receive that service. Again, call centers, long wait times on the phone, difficulty coordinating the rides. To some degree, that's the worry that I think our advocates and participants have, is that that's only one of 30-some services that are provided in family care, and the statewide rollout of that service has been very, very difficult for members.
Tim Garrity is executive director of Western Wisconsin Cares, an agency that helps people live independently in 8 counties near La Crosse. He talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about proposals to change Wisconsin's family care program. Advocates for the current system say there are no reasons to change an already effective program. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers.